It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. OpenAI broadens AI accessibility by introducing production-ready GPT-4 Turbo and customization platform. Elon Musk launches Grok. MSPs should stay far away. And AI-generated deepfake scandal rocking a New Jersey high school, undermining teen privacy. This is the Business of Tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Difference. OpenAI had their developer event this week and announced that ChatGPT has reached 100 million weekly users, with over 2 million developers and 92% of Fortune 500 companies using the platform. OpenAI announced improvements to its language models, GPT-4 and GPT-3.5, including updated knowledge bases and a longer context window. GPT-4 Turbo, currently available in API preview, has been trained with more recent data and offers a 128,000 context window. It also is cheaper to run for developers. OpenAI plans to release a production-ready Turbo model soon. GPT-3.5 Turbo will also see improvements in context windows, functionality, and pricing. OpenAI also announced a platform for creating custom versions of ChatGPT, allowing users to tailor the AI chatbot for specific use cases without coding. These custom GPTs will be available through the GPT store and accessible to paying ChatGPT Plus subscribers and OpenAI Enterprise customers. OpenAI has also introduced a new program called Copyright Shield, where it will cover the legal costs for business customers facing copyright infringement claims related to OpenAI apps and services. This protection applies to customers using the generally available features of OpenAI's developer platform and ChatGPT Enterprise. However, it's unclear if training data indemnity is included. OpenAI joins other companies like IBM, Microsoft, and Amazon in pledging to defend customers against IP rights claims in the generative AI space. DeepMind has released the newest version of its AlphaFold model, which can accurately predict the structures of proteins and things like post-translational modifications. This new capability has the potential application in drug discovery, allowing scientists to identify and design new molecules that could become drugs. The model outperforms the previous generation of AlphaFold and shows the potential of AI in enhancing scientific understanding of the human body's molecular machines. However, it falls short in predicting the structures of RNA molecules. Snowflake has introduced a new range of enhanced services focusing on generative artificial intelligence. The company is introducing Snowflake Cortex, a managed service that simplifies AI model development and offering private previews of Llama 2 language model integration. Snowflake also unveiled Snowflake Copilot, Universal Search, and Document AI as LLM-powered applications. Additionally, Snowflake is enhancing Python support in its Snowpark platform, introducing Snowpark container services, and expanding its native app framework. The company is also advancing support for Apache Iceberg and introducing new governance capabilities in Snowflake Horizon. Zoom AI Companion, a generative AI assistant, has reached a milestone by generating over 1 million meeting summaries in less than 2 months. Over 125,000 accounts are currently using the assistant. Dropbox 2 is getting in the game, introducing a suite of advanced tools to enhance knowledge work and productivity in the remote work culture. The tools include Dropbox Dash for universal search, a redesigned web interface, Dropbox AI for automated file searching, Dropbox Studio for video collaboration, and some new subscription plans. Why do we care? With stats like that, we should all expect these chatbot tools to be in our customers. Shadow IT on steroids for sure. This all screams to why providers will want to be working with their customers who have built the necessary frameworks for compliance and ethics in the way they use and deploy these tools. The ability to customize AI chatbots without coding opens new opportunities for MSPs to provide tailored AI solutions across various industries, potentially expanding service offerings. There's a service customization play here, too. And that copyright protection is falling in line with the other platforms and appears to be quickly becoming table stakes. It's intended to provide more confidence in deploying AI solutions without fearing the legal repercussions of potential copyright infringement. Now, let's look at a platform slightly less grown up. While I'm covering AI bots and models, Elon Musk has introduced Grok, the first technology from his new AI company, xAI. Grok aims to provide witty and rebellious responses to, quote, spicy questions that other AI might avoid. It has access to data from the former Bird app and is positioning itself as a challenger to companies like OpenAI. While still in the beta phase, Grok has shown promising performance in tests and will eventually be available as a feature of X Premium Plus. Why do we care? I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole in any business capacity. Witty and rebellious responses are not that helpful within most contexts. Providers typically operate within professional service contexts where predictability, accuracy, and compliance are paramount. A tool designed to provide witty and rebellious responses may be ill-suited for environments that demand a high degree of professionalism and reliability. We only care to be aware of another model in the market. For as much as OpenAI gets headlines, they're not the only provider. But for me, I wouldn't touch this. And let's hit some of those negative impacts. The privacy of several teens at a New Jersey high school was violated when AI-generated nude images of them were circulated in group chats. Teen girls at Westfield High School in New Jersey learned last month that fake nude images of them were shared among other students, the Wall Street Journal reported. Concerns were raised to administrators on October 20th, but the photos were shared over the summer, according to an email sent to parents by Westfield High's principal. The investigation and response involved the Westfield Police Department, the school's resource officer, the counseling department, and the administration. And we have some data about hallucinations. According to a New York Times article, chatbot software, including OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's chatbot, and Microsoft's Bing chatbot, have been found to frequently make up information. A startup called Vectara, founded by former Google employees, estimates that chatbots can invent information at least 3% of the time and possibly as high as 27%. Why do we care? The incident in New Jersey illustrates the potential misuse of AI technology to generate deep fakes, which can have severe personal and legal implications. Providers must know the tools and techniques to safeguard digital identities and privacy. They might need to offer monitoring solutions, detect and respond to such misuse, and educate clients about these risks. The frequency of AI hallucinations or the generation of false information is a significant concern for any organization that relies on data integrity and accuracy. Providers should prioritize the validation and verification of outputs as part of their services. This could involve implementing additional layers of fact-checking or using AI solutions known for lower rates of misinformation. The good news is that this highlights that service providers should be in the sweet spot for risk management, compliance, governance, and educating customers. It combines technical and ethical considerations, which is excellent news. This year, so many good ideas were turned away from large events, and thus RejectionCon was born. Every talk was rejected at some point, and these have been chosen for resurrection by you. This is the community hard at work. RejectionCon promises to showcase some of the best never-before-heard content in the MSP-verse. From household name speakers to incredible first-timers, get ready for an action-packed week full of collaboration, fun, discussion, and shenanigans. And every registration dollar is going to the Rural Tech Fund, a charity for student development. RejectionCon, December 12th through 14th. Visit rejectioncon.com and I'll see you there. MSP Radio is proud to be a sponsor. Thanks for listening. Today's STEM and STEAM Day, so we'll celebrate those sciences, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.